The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Rarely a week goes by without violence or antisocial behaviour on public transport being reported in media. Do short-term Garda operations have any lasting impact, or is it high time for a dedicated public transport police? To talk about this, I'm joined by the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, Dermot O'Leary, and by Sinn Féin TD for Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal, Party Spokesperson on Justice, Equality and Law Reform, Martin Kenny. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, Dermot, first of all, Operation Twin Tracks, did it work? It was a Garda operation to make public transport safer.
I suppose the answer I'll give you is that it's like telling a bank robber that the bank you've targeted is full of Gardaí. You know what I mean? Telling people there's going to be an Operation Twin Track or invisible presence of Gardaí on public transport, so people won't offend. That's not the point here. The point that you pointed out at the top of the programme is it's a time for a dedicated Garda Public Transport Division, which we've been calling for quite a while now. The answer, obviously, is a resounding yes. You'll be talking to Martin shortly, and I know Sinn Féin support that concept. It's about time that, you know, Ireland, I suppose, stood in line with the rest of the world, really, because there's many, many transport or transit police forces across the world that operate across both trains and buses, in fact. And we've been witnessing quite a high level of antisocial behaviour, not alone in trains, but certainly in the bus air network, which is spread geographically to every community in the country. Now, there's a lot of hotspots in that in the bus air as well.
Here's one of the issues, because the Department of Justice has revealed that between the end of January and June of this year, so we're talking about just a few months, 3,061 incidents associated with Operation Sol to combat crime on public transport, 3,061 incidents were recorded on the Pulse system. Of these, nearly all of them, 2,979 were classified as non-crime, and only 82 were crimes which are either under active investigation or have resulted in an accused person appearing before the criminal courts. A total of only 65 charges have been preferred, as well as a small number of adult cautions and juvenile referrals. So you've got 3,000 incidents on the Pulse system where people got really, really annoyed, irritated, intimidated by behaviour on public transport, but it turns out it's not criminal behaviour.
Yeah, and that's the point, I suppose, in terms of a safe public transport system is one that encourages people to travel on it. I mean, you have people that travel on it today, of course you do, but we're trying to encourage people to travel on it, more people to travel on it. We're trying to reduce the carbon footprint. We're talking about going green, and rightly so. But then you have people being threatened. That's not a criminal offence. People intoxicated, not a criminal offence. Unruly behaviour, not a criminal offence. But all of those feed in to the notion and the reality, Pat, that there is a type of behaviour on public transport, across public transport, that is unacceptable. And people will not, that doesn't encourage people to travel. And our people on the front line, by the way, are witnessing this on a daily basis. And the number you, and the Times carried this morning, 3,061 in 5 months. That's a startling figure. I want to pick up a paper and read it this morning. So how is that going to get people out of the cars? We need hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, or journeys at least, to migrate from the car onto public transport. How are we going to do that? We're having a conversation like we're having now. And again, as I said, the experience in other jurisdictions that have a transport or a transit police tells us, when we look at it and we talk to these people, and I've done that, and I'm sure Martin and his colleagues have done it as well, that the type of crime, 3,061 instances, a lot of them have been reduced significantly in those jurisdictions.
Yeah. Now, I'll come back to you on how such a force would work on public transport. Would it be, you know, the Lewis have their own, the Dart have their own, buses have their own? I don't know. We'll talk to you in a minute about that. But Martin Kenny, who elicited those replies from the Department of Justice, the problem seems to be that a lot of the stuff that scares people, that intimidates people on public transport, turns out not to be criminal or simply does not come to pass. I mean, someone feels threatened by a yob. The yob ultimately doesn't do anything, so therefore no crime has been committed, but it doesn't make that passenger feel any safer about taking public transport.
Yeah, I suppose basically, you know, if people have bad manners, if you want to call it that, at the very minimum, it's something that intimidates and annoys people. But we have a lot more serious than that, Pat. We have people, you know, who are actively carrying drugs and selling drugs and dealing drugs on public transport. We've actively taken drugs on public transport. We have intimidation. We have muggings in and around public transport stops. We have, you know, serious attacks on the drivers and on the staff. We have very serious issues there as well, and you know that's not to negate anyone who just feels threatened or intimidated or uncomfortable, you know. And really, what we need to see here is we need to see attention of government for to put in place a proper division of An Garda Síochána, which is a public transport division. To do that, it will require resources and it will require a redirection and an acceptance that there is a need for this to happen. Mm. And I think the need for it is growing because, as we know, the population in the country is growing. And as that happens, we have an insistence pardon the pun, a direction of travel is that we are all going to, or more people are going to be using public transport and less private cars. And as that happens, we need to ensure that it is affordable, that it is secure, and that it is reliable.
Yeah.
And
now, the secure part of it again, is essential. You talk about a division of the Garda Síochána. The Gardaí themselves, I think the commissioner came out and said when people were articulating the need for a transport police, said he didn't think that that was appropriate, that the Gardaí have their own responsibilities in this regard. You know, they can be called to an incident. The Gardaí have an awful lot to be doing. I mean, you mentioned attacks at Lewis stops, and you're probably referring to the George's Dock attack, and we won't go further than that because it's under criminal investigation. But, you know, someone at a bus stop, that is the responsibility of the guard on the beat. It's when they would embark on their journey on a bus, on a train, on a DART, on a tram, whatever. At that point, it would become the responsibility of a transport police. And I'm just thinking that unless you have a dedicated force that's not part of the Garda Síochána, that, you know, those people on board public transport will be diverted to other duties if the Garda feel, you know, they need them elsewhere for, you know, security at Croke Park or whatever it might be. And I'm sorry, you know, that's not going to work.
Well, as you know, Pat, most people go to Croke Park, an awful lot of them travel there on trains and buses. So, you know, it really is the...
No, okay, but the St. Patrick's Day Parade or whatever it might the forces could be diverted.
Yeah, well, I think we have to ring fence that to ensure that they can't be diverted. In other jurisdictions, as has been pointed out earlier, we have got proper division of the police force which deal with public transport. And it's not just when they're actually on the bus or the train, it's in the environs, it's the stops as well, and it's the train stations, and it's all of those places. There are mechanics around this. There's stuff we need to get in place. Where will this be headquartered? How will control operate? You know, what kind of resources will need to be put in place? All of those things have to be worked out, and that needs to be done. But I think the urgency around this is very evident from the case you mentioned and many, many hundreds of other cases around the country that's happening. And it's not just in the large urban centres. It's also in some of the regional towns where we have bus stations, where we have serious issues there, where we recently had a bus driver attacked and very seriously injured. And it's happening all over the country, but we really need to get a grip on it. And using the private services, the private security services, simply doesn't work because they haven't got the powers. They haven't got the power of arrest, they haven't got the power of detention, they haven't got the power of search. And we need to have the Gardaí carry out this duty. And it will have a deterrent effect as well. And will hopefully encourage more people to use public transport who presently don't use it because they're simply afraid to use it, particularly in later hours and after dark.
I presume, though, that anyone would have the power of a citizen's arrest. So some of the people on the Lewis, for example, you know, they are uniformed. It's almost like a police or military uniform. Some of them are quite large in stature, and they keep order by virtue of their visible presence. But also, you know, presumably they can make a citizen's arrest and detain somebody pending the arrival of the Gardaí. But the question is, should we have people who are trained like Gardaí, who have powers of arrest, whether they're Gardaí or transport police? So I'll go back to Dermot on that. What is the best model that you would imagine working?
Well, again, look, I mean, the more than Martin Kenny yourself or myself, we're not policing experts. And again, what's significant for me is that when I speak to the AGSI and the GRA, they're very supportive of the role being associated with the Gardaí themselves. And they're the experts. Again, I pointed out to you many times before, we wouldn't expect to get on every train and every bus, but the fact that they exist would, as Martin says, be a deterrent. And again, it would be a matter for the police themselves to describe how they could resource it. One significant thing you touched on there, which I've mentioned many times as well, the Garda Commissioner is opposed to, we believe, right? And again, I've said this many times as well, We didn't elect, nobody I know elected the Garda Commissioner. We elect politicians to legislate. Sometimes they don't do it to our liking, and sometimes they do. That's a democracy. So it's up to the politicians to legislate. It's not up to the Garda Commissioner to say yay or nay. But certainly in terms of how it would look and what it would look like, again, as Martin touched on, it's how you resource it. But it would have to be dedicated. It would have to be exclusively to transport. And again, what is significant here, Pat, in terms of the rail network, at least, there's a different act, legislation operates on the railway called the 2005 Railway Safety Act. And Gardaí themselves will tell you, they're not trained to operate along our rail lines, for example, unlike other transit police. And again, Martin is right, quite the vast majority of the transport or transit police that we looked at across the world are all associated with the main police forces of those countries. So again, and one last thing I'll say to you, the Climate Action Plan has us tells us that we want to increase daily journeys on public transport by 500,000 by 2030. That's not going to happen if conversations like this take place on a regular basis.
Obviously, the model would have to be, if you like, a visible presence. You'd never know at what stop they would enter the public transport, be it a train, a DART, a Lewis, whatever it might be. But also, you'd have to have the known presence, but not identifiable, of mystery shoppers. In other words, coppers disguised as passengers.
Well, that's been happening, Pat, in fairness to the Gardaí, and it should be pointed out, there's been a lot of successes in relation to some of the drug corridors, as we call them, and that's the covert operations, that's been pretty successful. And you mentioned security on the Lewis. Like, the reality for us is this. If those burly security guards throw somebody off a tram in the forecourt, they hop on the next one that comes along to the forecourt, so whoever stops, they're thrown off and then carry on their antisocial behaviour again at will. Again, because there's no consequence, and there's not, you know what I mean? Again, and I suppose what should be pointed out, Pat, that there should be, and it's something again for the politicians to consider, there should be mandatory sentencing for people that attack frontline staff across a range of services, and that's something that really should be brought out to the fore and discussed openly at this stage.
Yeah. Okay, well, you both agree there should be a transport police and that it should be part of On Guard the Síochána. I'll read you some of the text coming in. In Chicago, if you assault a member of staff or someone travelling on their trains or buses, you get an automatic 10-year sentence. That would certainly focus minds here. That's from Tom. So mandatory punishments, whatever they might be. 10 years might be draconian, but there you are. Justice Minister Helen McEntee is too focused on edge case crime, like stalking, hate speech, etc., and has seemingly no interest in tackling antisocial behaviour by the feral youth gangs who have appeared during COVID and who have absolutely no fear of the law. That's from Ronan in Churchtown. Another one. I simply won't use public transport in the evenings anymore. We need a dedicated police force on the trains, buses and Lewis, a presence there and a tough stance. It's the only way to stop this extremely antisocial behaviour. Apart from all else, this mayhem and fear and public transport is causing the end of Dublin's night industry, who've had it hard enough during COVID. The problem, Pat, is we don't want Gardaí responding to incidents. We want transport police riding around on buses and trains as a preventative presence. That's from Claire, and that's kind of the point we were making. They've got to be visible. You need to sense that they could be anywhere. I mean, I've seen on the Lewis, for example, kids who've dodged the fare and someone gets on in a high vis and they're off at the next station because they think it's the inspector. It turned out to be a builder. But, you know, the presence and the likelihood of being caught does have a deterrent effect. As for the DART, it's like being imprisoned in a moving canister and being at the mercy of anyone who wants to kick off, let alone there being no openable windows on the newer carriages. And a final one, put the Garda band on the buses. That's from Mick in Cork. Gentlemen, look, thank you very much. You certainly have touched a chord with many of our listeners who use public transport. Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, and Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD for Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal, party spokesperson on justice, equality and law reform.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.